Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Because it's Thursday,
it's
sure.
Thursday. Hey, phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that same address, you can get into our chat room and make pithy comments and comments that are, you know, well thought out, or, you know, or just make a jerk of yourself. We don't care. Today, the 6th of
yes,
January.
Yes, we do care. They don't want to be making a jerk of themselves.
They don't.
They should do.
Well, but I am not one to prevent a person
that's right.
to make a jerk of themselves, you know, under the First Amendment. Today, the 6th of January, the anniversary of... The 6th of January, 2022. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by the people over at, in the personnel over at Shasta Regional Health Center. No, Shasta Regional Hospital.
Medical Center.
Medical Center.
Medical Center.
Gosh. You know what? You started talking about it was real foggy, and Dale Ball's here with us. It was real foggy this morning, and you break out into the clear. I obviously haven't broken out into the clear yet. How many times have I said that? It's been 1,000 times.
I know. That was like anyway. Me last week when I started to do the Shasta gas propane.
And just okay.
Yeah, okay. It's 46 degrees in downtown Redding, Carl. I'll give you a break here. We're looking for a high today of 58 and a low of 46. Patchy fog this morning and then a chance of rain and patchy fog this evening. On Friday, rain, a high of 52 and a low of 39, slight chance of rain again. On Saturday, patchy fog and then Sunday, high of 56, a low of 36. And on Sunday, areas of frost and then sunny, a high of 58, a low of 38. Partly cloudy, slightly chance of rain. Rain into Monday, and so it's just going to kind of be icky and foggy. But it's winter, and we expect that, and we like that snowpack that's surrounding us, and we'll take all that rain. It's coming in nice, and fortunately not in so much that we're getting any flooding. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared's with us.
What day is it today, Jared?
Today is National Bean Day.
Whoa.
Okay.
It goes along with the story I'm going to mention. Just mention for a short period of time at 8 o'clock. We got Dale Ball with us here. Dale Ball is a well-known, I can use this term, community activist. Is that a good term?
I guess so.
You know, some people, you know, they spit when they say that, but I don't because I've met so many people I could call as community activists or citizen activists that makes me happy.
And that's what we need. I mean, we all need to be
community
activists.
I think we need more
people
in the community involved in what's going on.
Yeah.
And when they see problems and the government, city or county won't take care of, they just... Take care of it themselves.
They take care of it themselves. Balky with United Shasta, you know, it's United Shasta, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's several others that go out there, and you've been one of those. Dale, why are you running for district supervisor for the recall in District 2?
Well, I think Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting would be a prime example. Just complete dysfunction at the county supervisor level.
Can you give an example of that?
Tuesday meeting.
Did you watch the Tuesday meeting?
No, I saw parts of it.
I mean, it was a circus. You've got prearranged members skipping over Les Baugh for his chair, putting Mr. Modi in there, and then every public comment, he's stomping over the top of their 3 minutes. It's their 3 minutes. Let them speak. Whether you like what they have to hear or not, you should listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And to be constantly interrupting and rude to them is just unacceptable. And that's not to mention his failures the last 13 years. You know, we have some of the highest crime, not only in the state, but in the country. You know, just Google crime in Redding, California, which is almost half the Shasta County's population, and you'll see that we're one of the most unsafe cities in the country. It's just ridiculous.
But That's the city we're talking about, the county.
Well, this is, and why is the city, and the city is in the county.
Right, but the city has its own police force, its own leadership.
But the city uses the county jail, which is unacceptable.
That's where you're going.
The county gets the money for our HUD funding, which comes in for the homeless problem we have.
Yes.
The county gets the money for the mental health that we can see them walking by here every day. So, I mean, the three major problems are all led by the county, not the city.
Okay. I see what you're saying. It's the jail because of lack of jail seats.
You can talk to any RPD, talk to APD, any law enforcement, and they're all going to tell you the same thing, lack of jail beds.
I have yet to have anybody come on the show and tell me that jail was not the problem. nobody.
And that's the failures of Mr. Modi for the last 13 years.
Well, okay. Well, we need a jail. What's Dale Ball going to do?
Well, as soon as they turned down the $20 million last time, that could have built us the adult rehabilitation center.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Mr. Modi straight up. I said, you know, you've been fighting this for over a year. You finally got your way. What's your plan B? He looked right at me and said, what plan B? And that was kind of the aha moment that we need to get somebody in there that knows what they're doing. And this is, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But I started working with Vint Stevenson, Les Baugh, Tom Basinko, and we started – I mean, we went out to Crystal Creek, looked and see just how bad is it? Well, the asbestos problem and everything else is out of the question.
Yeah,
but we started going through and trying to figure out ways that we can get more jail beds. And that's when Tom came up with rearranging the jail to get 100 extra beds in there by taking out some of the tables. It's because it's all about square footage.
And showers.
Uh-huh.
Six new showers made a huge difference.
Yeah, we got 100. But we started working on these problems because current leadership was not taking care of it. So basically a bunch of private citizens got together. Actually, Robert Balky was involved in some of those conversations. We were trying to figure out anything we could to get more jail beds. Well, once this new courthouse is done, we're going to have courtrooms 1 and 2 that can be remodeled and we can get more beds there. Mm-hmm. But we still need to address other problems, and we're going to need, you know, some kind of low level work camp type thing to handle the extra amount of people. We also could be spending more of our AB 109 money to incarcerate criminals out of county instead of spending it on social programs that are completely failed. They have no accountability. I think we $5.6 million last year we gave to probation out of our AB 109 money. I think there's workable solutions within what we have now without raising taxes. That to me is a complete no-no until you've looked at every single option, you've worked with the money you have, and you streamline all your departments before you go just jump out and ask people for more money.
Mr. Modi also made a comment that they're only going to have 25.
That's going to be my 25 next question.
Board of Supervisors meetings.
How
next
do you feel
year.
About that?
Well, it's just typical of him. He doesn't want to listen to the people. He doesn't want to have to actually go to work for his money. I mean, how many did he actually attend last year? You know, not nearly enough. You know, the day he got his recall paper served, he didn't show up. But he's down at Jack's that night without a mask at the bar. But he can't go to the meetings because he's worried about COVID. I mean, it's just ridiculousness. It's like I said, he's turned that chambers into a three-ring circus. And it doesn't need to be that way. We need to bring unity back to our supervisors. We need our supervisors to be there. We need to have night meetings so those that work can attend. There's just absolutely no reason that they cut down on that many meetings other than he just doesn't want to go to work.
But that takes three people always to make that decision to stop having meetings. I concur, and this has been one of my big complaints ever since I got off the Board of Supervisors. We met every Tuesday except during July, and they promptly canceled every fifth Tuesday, and then within a very short time, and people say, well, COVID, no, it didn't anything to do with COVID. For the last 14 years, they have been meeting once or twice a month. I don't know the people actually understand how the business of the county gets done, but most things have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So for our department heads to get items to do the people's business,
mm-hmm.
we have the Board of Supervisors needs to meet in a regular time so that those things can be enacted.
Exactly.
So they're either not getting done or they've turned over all of the authority to the CEO to make those decisions.
And I think it's the later that you're talking about, and that's not acceptable. They should, I mean, we have got so many problems. We keep getting these grand jury reports of, you know, like the coroner's office, things going on. We need a board of supervisors for oversight. Oversight is good.
That's how the system is supposed to work.
Exactly. And then people who have problems need to be able to come to that supervisor and address those problems. And when you're not meeting and you're not holding meetings, you know, the public's just being completely shut off.
I understand there's, and I've never been there, nor will I be, but there's lots of paperwork that goes with each one of these, you know, every one of the things that's on the
agenda, absolutely. Agenda,
and there's lots of paperwork. And to get through all of that seems like the more meetings you have would be better than the less meetings you have.
Absolutely.
You know, at least to try and keep up with this. Anyway, we have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, getting ready to open up a bank down in your town.
Yes, down in Anderson. It's looking really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have three branches, three other branches. Of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Then the one right downtown here at 1845 California Street. And then the other one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Been around 15 years. Locally owned, local board of directors, and they started moving local dreams forward the day they opened. And big changes going on down there. We're going to discuss that next Wednesday at Cornerstone. Matt Mosley is taking over as Prez. Jeff Fink has done such a great job, they're going to make him in charge of everything. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Dale Ball.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Linda with me the rest of the week, and Trish with me on Thursdays. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, or I call it the girl's playpen. Is that the wrong word?
Yes, it is.
Playpen's not a good word.
Not a playpen, no. It's okay. Candy store.
Candy store. There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are great people. Super selection of jewelry of all kinds at very fair prices. They design jewelry. They build jewelry. They are just good people at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're with Dale Ball. We don't know how long we're going to keep Dale. We're going to try to keep hanging him on after each break because he's actually got a job.
One of those unfortunate things, you know. I have to earn a living.
Yeah, you know, I do two grueling hours in here every day, and you know, it's just anyway. Dale, we talked about the redistricting and the fact that the we talked about during the break that we had a blue ribbon panel. And I know some of the people on the panel, and I think...
Very qualified people.
That's what I thought. And they came up with two ideas. The Board of Supervisors kicked it down the street and came up with their own redistricting.
Their own plan. Very radical redistricting.
Why was it radical?
Well, 44,000 people got redistricted, and there was no need for it.
And generally...
44,000?
Oh, yes.
Generally speaking, when borders are redefined.
Yeah.
It's to get the population correct in each area.
Yes.
But the goal is to keep communities, keep identification markers together.
Yeah.
So that communities stay together and are in the same district.
Did that happen?
No.
Oh, absolutely not. You took, I mean, Igo, Ono, Happy Valley, Platina, you know, that's all kind of one big community out there. They have fundraisers. We have fire problems. We have water district problems.
Mm-hmm.
All in that area. And to take just Happy Valley out and swap it with Churn Creek Bottom makes absolutely no sense. To take my neighborhood, which is very small. I have a very, very small little neighborhood.
I love your neighborhood. I love your neighborhood.
Yeah, cut my street in half. Half is in the old district. And the half is not in the new district. And guess which half I live in?
The new district.
Exactly.
I thought that the idea was not to cut it right down.
That's been the past.
In the past.
That's what was done in the past.
You know, to make it major markers. Now, the reasoning behind the redistricting is, of course, the census. It has to be done every 10 years to balance out so everybody has the same amount of people.
Yes, and District 2 lost the most because of the car fire and the Zog fire. So District 2 should have actually been taking a little bit of District 5 because they got bigger and a little bit of District 1 because they got bigger. It was, and the Blue Ribbon panel did that. It was really simple. You took a little bit down by West Valley High School. You took a little bit up here in Reading, up off Cumberland, and they kind of just redrew the lines there. It was really simple. And the Blue Ribbon panel did an excellent job of that. They, like I said, they threw that all in the trash, all that hard work those people put in for the last 6 months, however long, and came up with this radical plan of their own.
To say nothing of the time, the staff time that went into to staffing
to that
committee and the many, many meetings that they had. This is just, I'm going to just soapbox 1 second. This is why we elect 5 people to do the job. And then the staff can spend the time educating them. When you set up with all these committees, take staff time away, takes a lot of time, you come back, you make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors, and they ignore it, you've wasted a tremendous amount of talent and time.
Exactly. And that's the kind of ridiculousness we need to get away from. We need to get back to common sense government.
And a Board of Supervisors is doing their job.
Let's move on to the thing I've heard, and I ask every candidate this. What I've heard for 12 years we've had the station is the problems getting things permitted and built going through the county section. It's gotten better. You know, sometimes it gets better, other times it's worse. But all in all, people have problems getting the permits and the amount of the fees.
Well, as a superintendent of a multi-million-dollar construction company, I have more projects going on than you can imagine right now. And
you have problems?
I can say the county's gotten a little better, but okay. I mean there's good and there's bad. Well, there's some times that things go pretty good, and then there's times that you just look at yourself and go, what the heck? The fee schedule I think is still out of control. The way the car fire victims were treated was completely.
I heard a real horror story about one of those.
And there's just one horror story after another.
I did hear a couple of horror stories about the car fire people. This is something that Trish has brought up before, and that's zero-based budgeting. And in fact, that you every year the department has to start off and give a budget on why they're spending this money, why they need the money.
That is a very, very good point, and that is something I've talked about actually in years past. And we've watched this in all government. They get a huge budget 1 year, and then they just want another 5% the next year, the next year, the next year. You know, I have friends that used, you know, were captains at Cal Fire, and you'd run in down at the plumbing warehouse, and they're just ordering 20 of everything. And you're like, why are you doing that? Well, they're doing that to
spend their budget,
get it the next year.
Federal government does that as well.
Yeah, and it's infuriating, and I love the zero out every year, justify every penny.
Go back and build your budget.
Exactly.
How many people do you have? How many desks do you have? How much do you have? What are you doing? Account for what you're actually doing, and then talk about how much you need to do it.
Exactly. I agree with that completely.
The Mr. Modi, as the chairman of the board, has said 45 minutes of public comment. Then they do the business of, you know, they go through all the agenda items, and then at the end, it's what, you know, and it's back to public comment. Your thoughts?
Well, that was last Tuesday, and then during that 45 minutes of public comment, he interrupted almost every speaker, cut him off, interrupted, just showing that he doesn't want to hear from the people. He hasn't wanted to hear from the people this whole last year. That's why he didn't go to the meetings. He would do the Zoom call, shut off his monitor, and who knows if he was even there paying attention to the meeting.
The the meetings over the past year, especially starting last April, May, became very contentious, lasting for hours. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, they're heated because they have concerns. They want to be heard. And we have three supervisors who just refuse to listen. And so it's upsetting for the general public, and that's how we are. That's how we got to a recall, I guess, is the people of District 2 got tired of not being heard, and 6,000 of them signed a recall petition.
Dale, and I haven't attended the meetings, but I've watched many of them. So
I have to watch most of them, too, because I'm out working. That's why I'm for night meetings, so people who work.
It appears to me that there is rancor and bad behavior on both sides. I think that if you have something to say, you ought to prepare your statement. You need to get up and say it. But try not to be so personal in your attacks and screaming and yelling and bad language. Had I been the chair, and I cleared the boardroom a few times when I was chair, you may remember, I did not tolerate that kind of behavior, but I always listened and responded to any input from the public. I wish we could get back to that.
The way you did it was completely different than even, you had some people way out. I was at one of those meetings, I remember, and it got pretty crazy. But the respect you showed back, and right now there's being no respect showed back. I mean, just like I said, I urge the public to go watch last Tuesday's meeting, and you will see exactly why Leonard Modi needs to go. It is so clear. His completely rude behavior to the general public.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash down there by Dutch Bros on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. This is where I go and get my truck washed, special soap, I think, and
they do a good job.
And the polish they use, plus it's brushless, and they have really nice people tallying off your car
they
or
do.
Your truck afterwards. You know, they're just good people. They've been around here for like 100 years, the people that own Quick and Clean. Not them, but their family. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free. That's a Quick and Clean car wash. We'll be right back with Dale Ball.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents
Fight Night.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting. This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fee. Must be 21 to attend.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:34 in the morning, and it's 44 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Rain some tonight and tomorrow. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show being brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for the best instruction when it comes to concealed carry, advanced pistol classes, rifle, either private or either private classes or group classes, all of this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Trish Clark and I are here with Dale Ball, candidate for supervisor in the recall election. Even though if he wins, he's got to either move or not run next time.
Yes, that's because how
he got redistricted.
Well, three of the four candidates that are running against Leonard got redistricted. Imagine that.
Three of them?
Yeah. Me, Tim Garmin, and Tony Hayward are all out.
Well, I didn't know Tim had been redistricted.
Oh, yeah. He got in the Happy Valley thing.
Yeah, the whole. I think that was why they went after Happy Valley.
Well, that and the fact that Leonard has never carried Happy Valley. They tend not to vote against a guy who never shows up for anything. They have huge water district issues out there, and he refuses to get involved. Irwin has ran that water board into the ground out there. It's pretty
sad. Let's talk water. Water is a big is going to be a big question. Even though we're having great rain and snowfall, the drought has not been officially over. What would you do with the water questions there at the county? Do you fight the state? Is the state going to come in and say, you know, and they lock down the amounts of water that people out in Happy Valley or Bella Vista?
Well, Happy Valley, the water, I mean, it was available to buy. It was the ridiculous water board not buying the water that was available until the summer. And then they end up getting it from the city of Reading for three times what market value would have been if they would have planned ahead of time. And they didn't even know if they had the money to pay the city of Reading, because the gal who runs the office, who went from a salary of $40,000 to $80,000 in 2 years, yes, she couldn't tell them how much money they had.
We're speaking of Clear Creek Water District.
Who's that?
Clear Creek Water District.
Yes, Clear Creek Water District. Since then, she's resigned. Since then, the head guy, Skip, he has resigned. Because, I mean, it was just, it's... A couple of the board members were recall, or a recall was starting, and then they stepped down. They've got some real problems out there. You know, that's now going to be under District 5, and I can almost guarantee you Les Ball will start showing up at the Water District meetings where Leonard has never been there. I've been there for over a year and a half going to the meetings. I don't make all of them because I do have to work. But I try to make as many as I can. I try to be involved in the community. I try to go out to the fire district meetings out in Old Shasta, because they've got a big, huge problem out there going on also with their volunteer fire department.
That leads me to another question here. Do you consider the Board of Supervisors position a full-time position or a part-time?
Well, it's full-time. It's $60,000 a year. You should be there working 40-plus hours a week. You should be there 7 days a week, available to your constituents. And that's why I put my personal cell phone number out there on everything. And I want to be the most accessible supervisor there is. If you need something, you call me, and I'll handle it the day you call me. Or get started on handling it, depending on the issue.
The Second Amendment. I ask this to everybody. What's your stance on the Second Amendment?
I'm very pro-Second Amendment. I'm very pro-law enforcement. We need to be, I mean, it's hard in this state, but we need to keep our constitutional rights of being allowed Second Amendment rights, plain and simple.
Some people have wanted to make Shasta County a open carry county, because if you're under 200,000, you can do that. What's your thoughts on that?
If we can legally do it, I've talked to some other counties that have kind of been talking about it and haven't really got there. So if we can legally do it, I'm definitely all for it. I don't see a problem with open carry. I mean, I open carried out in the county for years. You know, when you're going hunting and fishing, you didn't even think about it. You walk into the grocery store.
Well, you can do that, but you can do that.
You can still do it when you're going to fishing or going out hunting. But, well, I mean, I'm talking about just stopping by the store and you've got your pistol on your side and you just walk in because you don't really think about it, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, 15, 20 years ago, everybody had rifles in their racks and in the back of the car, and that was just standard.
Well, in high school, I mean, shot trap in high school, so my gun was already in my...
Yeah, my son did too, yeah.
Health and Human Services has a tremendous budget. And they have, and there's been some consternation among people that their use of the budget isn't helping the county enough. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree. And 2 years ago when I ran Health and Human Services, way before COVID was even here, was a problem. It's an overbloated, everything down there in Breslauer Way, it's just overbloated. You got managers, managing supervisors, managing other supervisors, and you don't have enough worker bees. You don't have enough people actually helping the community. Let's look at, early prevention for COVID. Have you guys seen anything from Health and Human Services on their Facebook page or on the radio or on the TV about early prevention, monoclonal antibodies, anything from Health and Human Services? It's just been 100%, get a vaccine, and that's it.
The question then becomes, some people have said that they would fire Dr. Ramsden if they can. I don't know if the Board of Supervisors can do that, but she is the public health.
It would take three, like anything, like Trish was saying. You got to count to
would
three.
Would you support her being removed?
Absolutely. I think having a doctor who actually knows about infectious diseases as your health officer would be a lot better than what she has. Just not brought any great ideas to this board.
I don't know her personally.
Oh, well,
so I can't comment on that. She was
the big consternation, it seems like, of the for this last year has been is that the board didn't do enough to stand up to the state on COVID and the restrictions that Newsom put on and the emergency declarations. Yet the county and the city never issued a citation to anybody. What was that?
Well, the county didn't issue any citations. What they did do was use ABC, state licensing boards, OSHA, to do the dirty work for them by turning those businesses into those agencies.
Did they turn all the businesses into?
Yes.
Into the agencies?
I mean, I'm Jessica and Mike Dill from Dill's Deli could show you letters that they issued to them threatening that they were turning them into some of these agencies. I have friends that I know that work over at ABC and they most definitely received letters from, agencies turning in businesses.
The police departments in both cities and the county, didn't do any enforcement.
No, the law enforcement, it wasn't their place to get in the middle of it. But we had a county that, I think the post office saloon was a prime example. They went down to ABC, which would be the state's agency, and they got a permit to serve out in that breezeway. So they were in the open area. Shasta County came in and said, no, I don't think you understand the rules that the state has put, and we don't agree with it, and we want to shut this down. So they were taking it one step further. It's not that they weren't fighting back against Newsom. They were actually taking it another step. Our Health and Human Services was strong-arming way too many small businesses while the big box stores were just freely having, big long lines every day.
I know for a fact that they were making a lot of phone calls to a lot of people, very threatening.
Yes.
Trying to get them to get into line, and a lot of people can be threatened into doing something without actually having.
You're right. That's why they can say, technically, no, they never issued any tickets or fines, but they were strong-arming people, threatening to pull their license, if they were somebody who served food and had to, you've got to get those county licenses, and if you don't have your food handler's permit, you're not going to be able to do business, and they would threaten pulling those. So, they were left with no choice but to close down.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for that work injury, you ought to give Patrick a call. In some cases, Patrick, after talking to you with a free consultation, by the way, he'll tell you, nope, you don't need a lawyer. Everything's going the way it should. However, if it's not, Patrick Gorman is the guy you want to call. He is a pit bull, a former 101st air assault guy, a former policeman, now an attorney at law. You need someone to fight for you. The insurance company has lawyers. Employers have lawyers. You need a good lawyer. Give them a call at 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Sweet dreams Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis. But it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:48 in the morning, 44 degrees out there here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang of Pro Rehab, Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. If you've, through life and other things, or just sore, sprains, strains, orthopedic injuries, give them a call. They are truly experts. They've worked with the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team, pro football, college sports. They know how to get you back into action. Give them a call at 530-533-5030. 533-5030. They're located in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. Trish and I are here with Dale Ball, and let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Dale, I'm wondering how you feel about Leonard never coming to a debate or a conversation or on the radio, and I'm wondering if you would accept the $34 million with strings attached.
Thanks, Nick.
Well, I think him not going to the debates is just like we've been talking about in the show, the fact that he doesn't want to hear from the public. He doesn't want to discuss it. There's just, he feels no need for that.
He was in a debate with you.
He came to one out of three debates.
Right.
He went to the one last night with the League of Women Voters. Out of the three debates, Tim Garmin and myself were the only people who actually went to all three debates, which I find very telling when there's five people running for office and only two of them showed up for all three meetings. How bad do you want the job? I mean, wouldn't you, if you took the time to fill out all the paperwork to fundraise, wouldn't you go to the debates where you can get your message out for free? And only two of us.
It seems like you want to show up.
To me, and I guess that's why I was one of the three that showed up, because, I mean, one of the two that showed up, because I mean, kind of like, you know, coming on the radio here, I'll take any free airtime I can get, I'll take, because I don't have special interest. I'm the only candidate that doesn't have special interest, I think, behind me. All my money is from the community, from business owners in the community.
Well, we pride ourselves on getting everybody on, whether they advertise or don't, but it's too important not to have candidates on our show. We have a lot of people listen.
And respond to the $34,000
question. The $34 million without them defining what strings are attached, no, you don't take that money. And I find it ironic that Leonard turned down $20 million for jail beds years ago with no strings attached other than you had to build the thing. You didn't even have to fully staff it. But he wants to take this money with so many, with strings that we don't even know are attached yet. We don't know what they're going to attach to it later.
When does a decision have to be made on that money?
I am not positive on that.
You ran before for supervisor, and there was a concerted effort to show that you'd been arrested.
Yes, there was a big smear campaign.
Would you address that quickly?
It was a smear campaign, plain and simple. They used a police report that was proved in court to be 100% false. The witness statement said, and I quote, "The street light has been out for over a year, and the darn city should fix the thing. I didn't see a thing." And that was the witness statement. And that witness was more than willing to go to court, and that's when they dropped the charges.
Okay.
I did take a plea deal. I pleaded no contest to child endangerment, and that was it.
And that's not a felony.
No, it's not a felony.
You didn't lose your guns.
No.
You didn't. Okay, so it was a misdemeanor. Okay.
And that was 16 years ago, and I have done nothing since then. The kid who attacked me is spending pretty much the rest of his life in prison for murder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I defended myself from a murderer. They also didn't tell you that a year and a half later after that, I had left his mom, and he was in juvenile hall, and the court, the judge and a probation officer recommended that he come live with me. Do you think if I really did any of that a court would release a kid to my custody?
It doesn't sound like they would.
No, because it was all, but it was just a smear campaign by the other side to try to smear my name.
I wanted to get that out.
I appreciate that, Carl.
People are going to just hear or see things, but somebody said, can you get a CCW? Well, you can get a CCW.
Oh, yes, I can get a CCW.
So that's not a problem. Okay, let's move on from there. Homelessness. Let's talk homelessness for a minute. Problem?
It's a huge problem in this town. If you're actually out talking to business owners, especially here downtown, you know, having to clean up feces and garbage in front of their businesses every morning before they go to work, it's a huge problem that needs to be addressed. I sat on the board of the COC, which all the HUD money comes in for seven counties.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on that board for 2 years. I saw the programs at work. I saw the complete failures. What I never saw was Mr. Modi at one meeting. He doesn't go to the meetings, just like he doesn't go to any meetings. I know where we can, you know, make wins. I know where there's failures. We also have to work with our partners. We have to work with the city of Reading to get them to start enforcing the law on some of this stuff.
I was going
to
say the homelessness problem, by and large, because you can't throw them all in jail.
No, you can't arrest your way out of this.
No, so the programs that we've instituted in the city of Anderson need to be instituted in the city of Reading. That would go a long way to address the homelessness.
I was running my volunteer group and picking up the trash for the last 8 years and dealing with the homeless camps. I've government-wise, I see what works and what doesn't. And I have been, for the last 8 years, talking at meetings at the city of Reading, talking about the fact of what Anderson does, and it works. Even what Shasta Lake City does works. Find me a police station in what we would consider true Northern California where you have open drug use, prostitution, everything else going on with homelessness right behind the police station.
Okay.
So there's hope. We have the new sheriff in town, and so there's hope that some of the practices that were in the city of Anderson will be incorporated into those areas where the county does that.
I'm hoping so, and I had a very good working relationship with Michael Johnson down in Anderson. We worked on so many huge projects. The one there behind Player's Pizza, Becca's Cafe, that big 50-acre parcel. I mean, I think probably all totaled, we 25, 30 tons of trash over the years came out of that area.
Okay, we got like 5 minutes left. And I want to ask you, marijuana eradication. The sheriff has stepped up that. What's your thoughts on this, going out after the illegal marijuana farms?
Well, talking to property owners that have not even are scared to even go back to their own property because of these huge cartel grows, we need to take care of the problem. But then we also have, like, property owners out in Whiskeytown where they finally came in and they eradicated, and now they want to fine her for all the garbage left behind. So, of course, my volunteer group, as soon as we get nice enough weather that I can get my dump trailer to the top of the mountain out there, we're going to go out there and clean that up for her.
So you are supportive of taking out these illegal
marijuana? These illegal cartel grows? Absolutely.
Okay. Got like 3 minutes left. Trish, do you have a question?
I don't.
Okay. I'm going to give this to you, buddy. And then if you don't use it all, I'll just add some more stuff.
I will ask the question, though, that why should we elect you to replace Leonard Modi?
I think I bring experience to the table. I think I bring some common sense to the table. And I definitely think I bring the stability that I can work with both sides and bring some common ground here. Let's work on the things we agree on, and let's stop focusing on the 5 or 10% of stuff that we don't agree on. And I think that's right now what we see a huge problem in the board chambers is they spend way too much time arguing over that 5 and 10%.
They
don't like each other.
Which is
either.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. You still should work with people. And I can say that I helped Joe Comente on his campaign. I kind of not happy what I've seen lately, but I think I can work with Joe. Mary and I disagree on some things, but there's some things we probably agree on. Les has came out and helped me pick up garbage on homeless camp cleanups. The only supervisor that is current supervisor that's done that. Steve Morgan came out also.
How about Patrick? Can you work with Patrick?
I can work with Patrick. Again, with Patrick, there's things we definitely don't agree on. We don't see it eye to eye, but we probably agree on 90, 95% of the things. Let's work on those and things like homelessness, the crime. Let's start making some positive strides for this community. We should be one of the most safe communities to live in, not one of the most unsafe. Our current officials just want to blame the state on everything. Well, there's 58 counties in California. Why is Redding one of the most unsafe counties under the same rules? Why are these other counties doing so much better than us? Like Trish said, there's, you know, City of Anderson has made such great strides in so many areas to try to make a safe community. Why can't we don't have to reinvent the wheel is what I'm saying here. There are so many other.
Let's just plagiarize like most people do.
Exactly.
I think Anderson's got that you can't panhandle on street corners.
Right.
Yes, and they also have a shopping cart ordinance that I helped. Actually, I presented that to the city of Redding and the city of Anderson, and they both adopted those. And we don't see as many shopping carts laying around town as we used to.
No, we don't.
There's a lot of minor things that can be put into effect that can give the police the ability to enforce them. The property owners have to go along, and the
property
business
owners have to support it.
Well, that goes right back to the broken window theory, and that's when I first started Shasta Support Service, and we started cleaning up shopping carts and trash around the garden track area. It was our first thing that we kind of got on the news, and then more volunteers wanted to come forward, and we started going around town and cleaning up these areas. You know, the broken window theory. If you start addressing the little things, you can start making bigger strides on the
Absolutely.
On the larger things.
Okay, we've run out of time. How do people get a hold of you, and how do they, do you have a website? Do you have Facebook? What do you have?
Vote Dale Ball on Facebook. My cell phone number is 530-351-1557. And yes, that is my personal cell phone number. During the day when I'm working, I can't always get to it, but I will get back to you by the end of the day.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Dale, for coming in here, and go back to work, buddy.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, you've been getting phone calls today for work. I hate that, but no, not that you were getting, but you know,
that you have, you know, you need to get back to work. So, hey, when we come back, Patricia and I got open lines.
All right, lots to talk about.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
February 6th, the one-year anniversary of the Capitol attack. In a video posted to Twitter on that day 1 year ago, President Trump told supporters to leave the Capitol.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
President Biden marking the anniversary saying democracy was attacked by a mob trying to subvert the Constitution. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham criticizes the president for exploiting the Capitol attack for political gain.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted, quote, "What brazen politicization of January 6th by President Biden." He continued, quote, "I wonder if the Taliban, who now rule Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda elements present, contrary to President Biden's beliefs, are allowing this speech to be carried."
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Also at townhall.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week but remained at historically low levels, suggesting the job market remains strong.
U.S. jobless claims rose by 7,000 last week to 207,000. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week gyrations, rose to nearly 4,800 to just below 2,500. Despite the increases, the numbers show that the weekly claims are below the 220,000 typical before the pandemic struck the U.S. economy in March of 2020. The highly transmittable Omicron variant so far does not appear to have triggered significant layoffs. Altogether, nearly 1.8 million Americans were collecting traditional unemployment aid the week that ended December 25th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Dow is down 151 points, but the Nasdaq up 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cultural Marxism is spreading like wildfire in America. It shows up in everything from critical race theory to the LGBT movement to cancel culture. But did you know that this so-called woke ideology is also flooding into the church?
Decide not to be content with merely being a non-racist. Will you decide to make the shift to anti-racism?
The brand new documentary, How the Left is Stealing Your Church, exposes the infiltration of Bible-believing churches and denominations by an anti-God, anti-gospel agenda. From George Soros giving money to Campus Crusade to the Southern Baptist Convention's recent flirtation with critical race theory, you will discover how this false ideology is being smuggled into the evangelical church and how the left is stealing your church. Stream it now for $9.99 or get the DVD for $12.99. Watch on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to SalemNow.com or look for the Salem Now app.
Anti-government demonstrations in Kazakhstan have turned deadly. Authorities say dozens of protesters have been killed in attacks on government buildings, and at least 12 police officers have died.
One of the dead officers was found beheaded. A state news channel has reported police saying there were attempts to storm buildings in Almaty overnight and dozens of attackers liquidated, they say. The reported attempts to storm the buildings came after widespread unrest in the city on Wednesday, including seizure of the mayor's building, which was set on fire. The news channel cites the city commandant's office as saying, well, over 300 law enforcement officers were injured, in addition to those killed. Kazakhstan is experiencing the worst street protests the country has seen since gaining independence. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Police in Virginia searching for a man who went missing during Monday's snowstorm. Authorities in Hanover, Spotsylvania, and Louisa counties looking for Jacob Whaley. He drove his truck in a ditch and then got out to walk. He remains missing. America has lost an old hero.
The oldest World War II veteran in the United States is dead at the age of 112. Lawrence Ann Brooks died Wednesday in New Orleans. He was also believed to be the oldest living man in the country. Brooks often said the secret to living a long life was, quote, serving God and being nice to people. He was born in September of 1909 in Norwood, Louisiana. He was drafted into the Army in 1940. Brooks served in the Pacific and survived a number of close calls in combat. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm John Scott.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center here on the 6th of January, 2022. Jared's at the helm. And we found out it was National, what, Bean Day? Did you say Bean Day?
Bean Day.
Okay. Anything else?
Technology Day, Shortbread Day.
Shortbread.
And Cuddle Up Day.
I like that. So, does that mean afterwards you're going to give me a little cuddle?
No.
Okay.
Whoa.
Phone lines here, 605. You know, at least he could have acted like maybe he's thinking about it. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, you can join our chat room by hopping in on our webpage right at that address. And Trish is here with the weather.
42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 58 and a low of 45. Chance of rain and patchy fog this evening. On Friday, rain, high of 52, and a slight chance of rain in the evening, low of 39. On Saturday, patchy fog and then sunny, a high of 58 and a low of 36. And on Sunday, areas of frost and then sunny, high of 58. Sunday night, partly cloudy, then a slight chance of rain, a low of 38. On Monday, slight chance of rain, then mostly sunny, a high of 57. And a low of 38, and it's going to be mostly sunny on Tuesday. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night, kind of that pattern on for the next week to 10 days. And that's kind of good because we're getting enough rain to kind of soak in and fill the rivers and the streams without causing any flooding. So that's what we want to see, and we want to keep those snowpacks. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Did you see the stuff about the snowpack in the up in the
160%? Yeah.
Yeah, that
unbelievable.
Beat all records from the 70s and most snow in the month of December and lots of snow.
Lots of snow. And, of course, snow does not equate, like an inch of snow does not mean an inch of water.
No, it doesn't, but yeah. but it really will fill the lakes. It helps a lot because that's what comes
in. If they let it.
Well, I drive across the river every day three or four times, and I just, my heart just aches as I watch that water flooding down that river at this time of the year. They're still operating like flood control.
Did you see where they had thousands of salmon died in the Sac down further closer to Sacramento because of warm water?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the water's warm.
And they're rushing it out. They need to be leaving it sit where it sits.
Well, they take it from the bottom of the lake, though. I mean, it's not like taking it from the top.
Well, they're just letting it, well, I don't know, but they're not operating like they should.
Well, it's interesting. We ought to have somebody on from, not the dam, because they just released the water when they're told to. Somebody from the Water Authority explains why this happens. We must have an expert here in Shasta County on the working for the county to talk about that.
You should have a Pat Minturn come in.
Yeah.
He knows lots about that. Yeah, you should call
Pat. Hey, let's go to the phones. Nick, you already had one time, Nick.
Yes, but I'm so entertaining, I had people calling and begging me to please call again. Hey, for your information, Carl, it takes pretty close to 11 inches of snow, as a general rule, to make 1 inch of water. The reason I'm calling, Carl, is I understood there was a forum last night from the Women League of Voters that included Tim Garman, Dale Ball, and Leonard Modi. I'm wondering why the public is excluded. I've always, Wilson runs that show, and I've always had a sour taste in my mouth the way it's run. The public doesn't get to ask a question. It's always obvious to me that they've got the questions already asked, and the public can't applause or say, you know, let their, express their opinion of an answer or anything. It's run like
It's run like the supervisors when Modi's in charge. Sit down, shut up, and listen. And I'm wondering, do you have any idea when we'll be able to listen to that forum or where?
Yeah, it's out right now, in fact.
Where do you find it?
If you go to reading.com, and they talk about it, and it's going to be on the channel, the city TV channel here over at, or the Shasta County Art Center. They have TV channels on cable. Plus, I think it's going to be, you can get to it in other spots, but they're putting it up right now.
And their statement was that they didn't have it open to the public last night because of COVID.
Oh, geez, that's a tired old argument.
That's what they said.
Well, I wonder if Leonard doesn't go to any of them. I wondered if that played into it. He'll come to it if the public isn't invited. That would be my opinion. He seems like he's public shy unless he's controlling the environment.
Well,
I'll let you go. Thanks for putting me back on.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. Just hang on and listen just for a second. It's going to be available at 8 a.m. today on the Facebook page of the League of Women of the Reading Area under videos, the Shasta County's Art Council YouTube channel under videos, and the SCAC.TV Facebook page. So,
I would like to make one comment before you let me go.
Dale
Ball hit a home run. That was a great interview with
Thank
him.
Thank you. Oh, it's because Trish and I are so good.
That's right.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, now this is gross that I'm going to talk about. Just for a second.
Okay.
But it's National Bean Day, and how could I go without letting this? Let's talk about reality YouTube stars. You know, they get on YouTube, and they get or TikTok, and they get all these hits, and they become millionaires.
Yeah.
This woman have made $200,000. You ready for this? By bottling her the gas that emits from her bowels. She sells it, and she was making $20,000 a week. Well, she had to stop because she was eating this diet that caused gas, and it literally almost blew up. She got, it came back up and huge heartburn, all of these things, and the doctors had her in there. And they said, you can't continue to do this. So she had to kill her business that she made $200,000 for a woman that's not even known by selling flatulence in a bottle. You think about that. That is just incredibly. Where are the people that buy this stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy
How do you
crap.
Market that?
The thing is there's a 9-year-old that's worth millions because people, they watch him or her, I'm not even sure which, on TikTok or some of these things. And they just make.
And where are the people that donate to these
different.
Well,
it's not just that. It's that when they get so many views, then people advertise on the. They advertise. And if she gets 9.6 million views, there's people advertising on it, which pays her.
Okay.
I know. Or him.
And you know, see, I still, in so many ways, there's so little of it that I actually watch. I don't know anything about TikTok. I don't tweet. I don't know anything about any of that. And so when you come up with something like that, I think, where did you find that? I do look at Facebook, but I enjoy Facebook and I comment on Facebook, but mostly I enjoy it because of the ability to keep in touch with people all over the world, basically, that I've met when I'm traveling or just friends that have moved and what have you. That's the part of Facebook that I really enjoy.
You know what? And that's why I watch it. But, you know, it seems like in the last 3-4 months, it hasn't been as contentious as it used to be. But I use it for birthdays. And I also use it to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me my resolution this year to reach out to people because I sent a birthday wish to, and everybody knows about this, to a good friend.
And he died last April
yeah.
from Agent Orange. So now I've started making phone calls to people I haven't talked to in a while.
I made that resolution several years ago. We talked about that last week. And it's an important thing. You know, another good thing that I've found about Facebook, and it just has started happening with my photos on my iPad and photos that have been out there in your, I don't know that it's Facebook, but the pictures will pop up in your daily reminder thing on a regular basis on my iPad.
And they do a year in review.
It was crazy stuff. I mean, and it's wonderful because they come up, and it isn't all the ones I've posted on Facebook, so it's just coming out of my, it has to do with the cloud, I'm sure, and it has to do with the pictures, my pictures that are up there.
Because you've given them permission to go to your cloud.
Well, my pictures are stored in the cloud.
Yeah,
okay.
But Facebook is...
No, Facebook doesn't... I'm confusing it.
Oh, okay.
This doesn't have anything to do with Facebook.
Okay.
This has to do with my iPad and just different things that are popping up since they did the last update.
Oh, yeah.
But it will go through, interestingly enough, and it'll picked up a bunch of pictures that I had of you and Linda over 5 or 6 years, different places that Linda has sang, different things that I took pictures of.
Yeah.
And it'll come up and it'll go with the shows of the past. And here with this whole stream of pictures over 5 years of you and Linda and the band, things up at Anselmo's. It's cool stuff.
Cool.
What happens with your pictures and stuff? I think that if I really stopped and thought about that, I would get upset that there's that much access to my pictures. I don't know who else is seeing all that. I'm hoping it's just on my iPad. But it's cool stuff nonetheless.
We're going to take a quick...
If you see that pretty quickly, let me know.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Well, if you are, there's still rebates out there, and Reading Electric Utility can help you find those rebates, either local, state, or federal, that are available. For more information, go to cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back, 8:16. In the morning, it's dropped a degree to 43 degrees, but it is sunny.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Mody. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Mody has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Mody. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA, 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Talk Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, 8:21 in the morning here on the 6th of January, 43 degrees, sunny. It's going to be a nice day today. It may start raining tonight. Weather reports always from Shasta Gas Propane. River Commons Senior Living is bringing us this segment. You're talking about a place for active seniors, not an assisted living facility. Beautiful accommodations, pet-friendly, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it, or not. You don't have to, but it is Northern California's premier retirement community. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 or any of the professionals over there. They can give you a personalized tour. Maybe you want to have lunch with everybody and check out that food. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the 6th of January, a year ago today.
Yeah, I think that
the word insurrection was used mightily for months. In August, they arrested 700 people, by the way, since then. 126 have been brought to trial or court or pled or whatever it is. Most of them pled to trespassing. And not obeying an officer or something like that. But FBI found no evidence of insurrection or a big, what's the other word, or a conspiracy to mm-hmm. do this. Mm-hmm. However, it was an attack on our policies and our constitution and how we do things.
I would say that's a true statement, but the broadcast this morning started by saying the anniversary of the attack on the White House by Trump supporters, something to that effect.
The Congress.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Well, no, it wasn't, because they've never actually proved that all the people that were there were some Trump supporters in the group. Not all the people there were Trump supporters.
Not all were.
And they have proven absolutely nothing that they started it or what have you. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Yes. And the committee that's been looking at it through the House, and that's the information you get mostly, is so biased and has a preconceived notion, just like they did with the whole thing against Trump.
It was
In my mind, you can't hang this on Donald Trump and his people. He was over here doing a speech, and he was telling people to be peaceful and what have you. They have found no one accountable in his White House that had anything to do with this attack there. They've proven nothing.
I will say the January 6th Commission is made up of people that are
out to get Trump.
Yeah, they're not friends of Trump. But let's go back to the attack itself. It was an attack.
Yes, it was.
On our institution. There was violence in this. There was a death
directly associated to this. I'm not talking about a heart attack later, people having heart attacks out there, but, oh, four killed. No,
there was a
killed.
Death.
There were four
still
deaths.
Still to be
one
proven
killed.
Exactly how that happened.
Well,
that
one policeman, they've pretty much proven that he had a heart attack, you know, the day after. It wasn't, you know, for a variety of reasons.
No, that
there
person-
was one person killed inside the halls of Congress, and that was one of the protesters that broke through a window, and one of the Capitol policemen shot her.
Right.
Now, this was, I find this frankly, you know, I'm all for protesting, I'm all for marching, I'm all for that. That's your rights. But when it gets loose like this, and they actually enter and they're crashing into offices, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
It is exactly wrong. And I wouldn't question that or say there wasn't an attack on our public buildings or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the reaction and the attention in comparison to the attacks on other government facilities and the protests and violence that preceded this throughout this United States and the reaction to that and releasing people and no one's been put in jail, people died, property was destroyed, and we just nothing there to see. And yet to focus on this one thing and have still people in jail who still have not been charged, who still have not had their
That's
day
wrong.
In court,
That's wrong.
It's absolutely wrong. And we don't hear it. We need a complete airing of this, not just from the one side.
Well, and here's,
and not
here's,
saying that the attack was by Trump supporters.
Well,
is that not right?
Well, I will say that there's a lot of people associated with this that were Trump supporters. I'm not saying all of them were, but it goes down to the fact you burn a Walgreens. That's terrible. Those people should have been put in jail. And, you know, they should just be put in jail for arson and all those other things. But the people that entered there were there for a purpose. Well, at least
part
of them there. They were in for a purpose of stopping the vote. And they succeeded for a couple hours. Let's go to the phones. Mark.
Hello. Yes.
You're on, buddy.
Good morning. Hey, Mary, I absolutely love you.
Mary?
You used to be my supervisor years ago.
You mean Trish. Trish.
Oh, Trish. I'm sorry. Trish. Very much enjoyed you as our supervisor.
Thank you.
I wish you had stayed.
I was there 16 years. So that was long enough.
Yes. So what they don't tell you is the FBI involvement in arousing the crowd. And there's a lot of connection between the FBI agents that were involved in the abduction, the planned abduction of the Wisconsin mayor or governor, and the same people are involved. And they're not telling you all this. And so that's all hush-hush.
I concur with that.
And so they had insurgents in there rousing the crowd prior and during. And it's interesting that those people haven't been arrested. And they've been, you know, when you hear them say, hey, we're going to go after everybody, whether you're there or not there. But they're not. They're only focusing on everybody but the people that actually incited the crowd. And they were FBI informants and insurgents, and they're not telling you that.
That's absolutely a true statement. And they have presented proof of this. The press won't report on it. They have the files to show it, and the press refuses to report on it. But I've actually read the documents that they've come up with, and there was I was going to say CIA, but I'm not exactly sure. The person that shot the person that died.
Yeah,
was
the policeman that shot Ashley Babbitt
was connected, and I read an article about that yesterday with part of that FBI group and what have you. You know, you can shake your head, Carl.
I'm not shaking my head.
I'm just saying,
I have not seen it. I need to see it. But here's my thought on that. And Mark, you're making good points here. Thank you very much for your phone call. Is this? You crash through the doors, and you can say, "Well, they should have more people there." Yeah, okay, sure, they should have, but they did it. She broke a window. Going through, and they were told, don't come in here, don't come in here. They broke a window, and she stepped through. Excuse me, But when the first people came through the doors, if the Capitol Police had started shooting right then, it would have stopped. It would have stopped because the people in there were not armed with guns. They never charged anybody inside the Capitol with having a firearm. That she got shot coming through. Now, I'm not going to say it was right. I'm not going to say it was wrong. But, and you know, and associated with the FBI, what does that mean?
Well, the FBI is crooked, and we all know that. And if we're not willing to recognize that as a United States citizen,
at certain levels, not all the way down. No, no.
Absolutely right. The agents and the people that work for the FBI, I have all the due respect for them, like any other law enforcement agency. The people at the top of the FBI, if anybody needs any more evidence that we've got some corruption there, then they're just not paying attention. And there is footage that shows people being allowed into
let in, that's true.
There's just way so much more to this than they have investigated, and none of this can be brought into that committee because they won't allow that testimony to come in that has anything to do with except the point they're trying to make.
Okay. And now we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show.
Talk about something else.
Well, you know what?
I hear you.
This was a big, you know what?
It is a big deal. It's horrible.
Here's my final thought on this. This played so much into the Democrats' plans.
Yeah.
I mean, look what it did. They immediately cast this wide net that said it was Trump supporters. I mean, they orchestrated it. That 100,000 people there, 20,000, whatever it was, the vast majority of them didn't even know it was going on because they went to the rally, okay, and then they left. They didn't know what was going on. But people that were there that weren't in the Capitol were losing jobs. They were being doxxed, you know, all these things. But it played into the hands of the Democrats who have beaten the Republicans up over this. Because of that action.
They did, but I will maintain that they orchestrated it, and we had enough people. Yes, they did. They orchestrated the whole thing, and we had enough of the people from the Trump supporters who went along and thought this is a great idea. You've always got those kind of people in a crowd.
Yes,
and they went along with it. But I will bet money that eventually it will come out that it was orchestrated by the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I like Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I can tell you that when Linda was really, really ill last year, they took great care of her. They kept her alive. They sent her home to me, and I still have her. And I can't say much more about that. You know, went into the emergency room, had great care there. And this is the kind of place that Shasta Regional Medical Center is. It is people who care about their patients and will take care of them. And it's been recognized by so many different organizations. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free wiper while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We agree to disagree on a lot of things here.
We enjoy that.
But we enjoy it because, and here's the other thing. I can disagree with Trish. She can disagree with me. But I still love her. I mean, I do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I still love you. And it's like Doug Craig and I were talking. We need to get back into this, and we can start it with our friends. We can start at the local level that we can listen to each other, disagree, maybe pick something up, because just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean that, that there's not good ideas there. You may not agree with them, but, give you a different way of looking at things.
But even if you still vehemently disagree about an issue.
Yes.
I mean, you are never going to convince me that it's black, and I'm never going to convince you it's white. You just agree to disagree and move on.
And move on to the things that you do agree on, which most of us in this country agree on 90% of the same stuff.
You don't ruin friendships and walk out and not ever talk to anybody again. You just don't do that. You just say, okay, we'll just agree to disagree on that.
Now, you gave me a coffee cup. It says the White House. It's got the White House symbol, 20th January 2021. And it says, Joe, you know I won, signed by Donald J. Trump. Now, I find that amusing, but I know somebody that I could give this to as I re-gift it to somebody and watch them, their hair.
They would break it over your head.
Their hair would catch on fire. Or maybe they would just laugh. But, by the way, okay, Linda's live tonight with her guest, One Safe Place and some others. I want to let you know, the last Thursday of this month, we start, Ted Leidy and I start our show, and we're still trying to find a name for this show. So chat room, put it in. It's gone from Man Talk to Gentleman's Lounge to Two Guys Talking. I'm going to put it out on Facebook, too. The one who wins with the name is going to get $50
worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. $50. Black Bear Diner bucks. And I don't know.
With the title, the handle for your show. And you and Ted are going to be talking about all kinds of...
We're going to have the bourbon of the month, maybe the cigar of the month. We're going to talk about things that guys talk about. Now, one of those is teaching our male children to be men. And a man...
Gentlemen.
Exactly. How you treat people... just because you can be as alpha male as anybody, and you can be a hard, tough guy, and still you want to teach your male children to respect others, to respect women, to not do the things that you read about with the date rape. Why does my granddaughter, when she goes to a party, has to keep her drink with her? Why do they have to travel in pairs and never get separated? Why does she have to do this? Because there are predators out there. And you want to teach your male children not to be a predator.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean they can't be just as manly as anybody.
But you don't have to. You don't have to be a jerk, and you don't have to manhandle people to be a man. I mean, you can still have...
No. I mean, nobody's accused me of being less than manly because I opened up a door for Linda.
And see, those kind of things have gone away. My grandsons were taught about those things. Pull out a chair for a lady, open the door, say, yes, ma'am.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Absolutely nothing wrong with treating your elders or...
With respect.
With respect.
And that's the whole thing, is respect for others, but do not let people disrespect you.
Exactly.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, Carl, I have to agree with Trish on this deal here, what you guys are talking about. My first point is, I assume you know who's in charge of security at the Capitol.
Well,
it's not the president.
No, they say it's Pelosi.
Speaker of the House.
Right.
Speaker of the House. The president offered 10 or 20,000 National Guardsmen to her, and she turned them down.
That's true.
So...
evidence of that.
How can Trump be responsible when he's not even in charge of the security at the Capitol?
I've never said that Trump was responsible. I think if you listen to what Trump had said, I go back to the fact that there is, and we all agree that there are elements of every large crowd that have, that just there is no... There's no
barriers.
There's no governor on them, like this guy with the... with the headdress. There's no governors.
Yeah.
There's no governors on these people. When that door opened, when that group of 100 people crashed through those doors, and they were allowed in, yes. But then as things got out of hand, but you're right. I don't see any evidence. People want to hang Trump, and they wanted to make sure, that he'll never run again. Well, they don't know
That's their goal. That's their goal.
Yeah. It is.
That's the whole thing.
And the Capitol Police even talked to Nancy Pelosi about more coverage, and she refused it.
Yeah. Well, real quick, because I got to get moving, so do you. When all this was happening, when it first started, Trump was still giving a speech.
That's true.
When they first breached the Capitol.
When
they showed it from the front, up farther up to the left there, the Capitol Police were opening the doors and motioning people in.
I saw it live. Well, I've seen that, and I can't begin to tell you what kind of pushback and nasty things said to me in the first day after I said this, when this was happening. I said, this isn't an insurrection. Oh, it's an insurrection. No, it's not an insurrection.
Well,
it's a riot.
The FBI
it's a riot.
Several months ago said that there was no insurrection.
Nobody's been charged with it. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot.
By about 300 or 400 idiots.
And guess what? They need to get hammered. Now, on the other hand, they shouldn't be just kept in jail indefinitely.
What happened to
due process to these people?
You would give due process to anybody. So why are they still in jail? Okay, Gary, thanks a lot. Good points. Good points, Gary.
Thank you.
Anyway, good show.
Thank you. So we can, here's the thing is, it happened. and it had a huge impact on our country.
It's the wrong thing to do.
People, you know, I have friends that they are really afraid it's going to be an armed conflict within our country between the two sides. And it's being promulgated by our politicians and the media. They want to keep dividing us, and they just keep piling on. Instead of just saying, hey, let's all take a deep breath, take a step back, agree to disagree, and let's move forward. Let's move our country forward.
Well, and I think one of the ways to do that, and I'm hoping that we've got a decision coming up by the Supreme Court that I think can put a rest and a step back and address this pandemic, which is a big deal right now.
It is.
And it's going to be whether we can move forward as a country or whether we can't.
All right.
And I am certainly hoping that the Supreme Court makes the decision that these national mandates for health are not constitutional.
The federal government
does not have the authority under the Constitution to dictate the health of this community. That goes to the states.
It goes to the local jurisdiction. It went to the Supreme Court.
And everybody points
at this about the Spanish flu back then. It killed so many people so quickly. But they don't understand that it was for a state to do it. It wasn't for the federal government.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And all the things that they tried, and they point out, well, they masked people in the Spanish flu.
Yes, they did.
And if you'll read the reports, one of the things it says is the masks were ineffective in stopping the control. A lot of people died. That's what it says.
The Spanish flu was incredibly deadly.
Absolutely.
Incredibly deadly, and they did things that they didn't understand back then, like have big crowds to rally together about not to be afraid, and they end up killing a third of the crowd. Anyway, if you really want to know how to solve the world's problems, really, then you go on down to Cypress Square Barbershop. We solve problems in there every time I go in. Now, don't start a political conversation with your barbers. You might upset them. And then when they do, they cut their initials in the back of your head. They could do that.
Yes, they could.
But they don't, because Tim and Logan are just great guys. This is where I have my hair cut ever since I've lived here. It is a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You make an appointment, come in, cut your hair, and out of there. But you can hang around if you want to. Give them a call at 244-9478, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shastek General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WinRiver.com. For official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at SimpsonU.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, tomorrow Congressman Lamoff is going to join us, but also Carrie Schutte from Health and Human Services. She's going to be on at 7:30. Kind of recap last year and tell us what's going on this year with COVID. I've got several questions for Congressman Lamoff. And one is, you know, the inflation rate that's going on here. The chance that the feds are going to raise the interest rates a couple of times this year, the impact that will have on our economy.
You know, there's good,
anyway, he's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow. He'll call us.
And the raising the interest rate, there's good and there's bad about that. I mean, because I remember a time when you could actually have money in the bank and make interest. You could earn interest on it. I mean, you could earn money on bonds and on CDs and...
I see people.
Do you remember when there was a time where you could actually get 5 or 6% on a? I mean, what's your money market's earning right now? 0.0026
Yeah, I saw somebody that opened up a new bank account and they charged him $47. And I'm thinking, you're putting your money in the bank. Why are they charging you $47?
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not a banker.
Yeah. So, and I can remember also when the mortgage that I had on the house that I live in today. I think I had a 7.5% mortgage on that.
Yeah. Well, I remember when mortgages under Mr. Carter, Jimmy Carter, was up in the 20s.
There you go.
And you couldn't buy a house.
Yeah.
Hey, it's getting foggy out there again, my friend. So if you're coming into town, give yourself a little extra time.
And slow down.
Man, I've seen so many wrecks out there on 44.
I have to tell myself that all the time. Slow down.
Yeah, well. You know, when you come in, when you wake up at 6:45.
I only did that one time. That was awful. Isn't that a horrible feeling when you wake up and you look at the clock and you know that you're supposed to be someplace?
I know.
Gosh, that's.
Hey, I got a phone call one morning at 6:45 from Jared that said, "Are you coming in today?" As I was laying there in bed and I said, "Yeah, I'm coming in," with a baseball cap and, you know, sweatshirts and
yeah,
I made it. One of the problems I'm hearing a lot about employees. You know, I'm talking about, you know, medical. In the medical field, they just can't keep the people there. They're having to cut back on their hours, and this is, you know, and it's in the medical field, but it's in all these other fields too. Trying to find employees. One person said, you know, they put that, you know, they had applications, 12 people put in applications, only 4 of them went forward with it. And of the 4, they had one say that they were coming for the interview. They didn't show up.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, and I hear both sides of it because I talked to some people the other day that were looking for employment, and they say everybody's hiring. But you have to understand that and this was the other side of it, and I don't know either side of it because I'm not looking for a job. But they said, yeah, but they're all minimum wage jobs, and they don't want to pay you. There's no benefits, and they won't pay you enough that you can work full-time. They're all part-time jobs. So I don't know the real story behind the jobs that are available.
Well, they can make as much on...
Since
they've cut back on the $600.
I'm hoping that most of that's gone away. Yeah.
But there's still an employment problem. They said there's four. They said it set a new record for those resignations from jobs in December.
Yeah, I heard that, and I went,
"What's up with
that?"
The unemployment's going down, but there's how many people are no longer even looking for jobs?
Well, that's part of the problem, and why your unemployment rates never really tell the full story, because it's hard to recognize, you know, how many people are still looking or how many people are just out there on, they just don't want a job.
Yeah. Oh, it's a, let's go to the phones. Hey, Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, I have a question for Trish. It sounds like you just said that you thought the Democrats were behind that January 6th riot. And you know, I've always grown up to be if I think somebody's if I hear stories about people, or I think somebody's I got a bad idea about somebody, well, before I start telling that story, I better have some good evidence. No matter where that comes from, even the most hated person I know, I would never spread anything about them unless I had evidence, and I would present that evidence when I say that. So I would just maybe have some evidence of the Democrats orchestrating that thing. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much.
You bet, Randy. Okay.
You're welcome, Randy. And actually, there is considerable evidence out there, and it's been presented by different talk show places and records where what I was referring to is about the refusal to have extra guards and militia or not militia but
National Guard,
Capitol Police encouraged her to increase it. There's much evidence that she refuses to release any of her emails or any of her phone conversations. She made calls. I mean, there's the evidence that to present is out there if you look for it. I can't personally lay my hands on it. Only what I can pick up from the testimony that was given at that to that committee that's investigating January 6th, which they refused to allow those people to come in and have that as part of the record when they kicked off. I mean, how about the investigation? And then she took the two people from the Republican Party that would actually have gotten some of that information out and replaced them with Liz Cheney and the other person who hate Trump. The deep state, which is not all Democrats, and I'll correct myself to say that for me it's the deep state, and that's Republicans are a part of that as well. So that's, I mean, do I have factual evidence in front of me? Have enough evidence, and there's certainly out there if you want to dig for it, to prove that in my mind, I'm convinced.
Okay. Just got a couple minutes left here.
You know what?
I didn't win the lottery. If I had won the $351 million that the guy in Sacramento or the people in Sacramento won, what I would do is, and I love Redding, everybody knows that.
Shasta County.
In Shasta. Well, I love Shasta County, right. I love the North State.
It is.
My fault. Okay. Yep. I love Shasta County. I think what I would do is I'd take $35 million of it right off the top and build a jail. And I'd want it to be called the Carl and Linda Bott Home for Wayward Criminals. and if you want me to build the jail, you got to put that name on it. And then, and then I would have a good sized party and say goodbye and buy a ranch in New Mexico.
Well, yeah, you know.
There
you go.
That's what I would do.
I would, you know, the one thing I'd say if you watch the coverage of that snowstorm they had back in Virginia, and all of those people that got stranded on freeways for several hours, 24 hours and what have you. It's a reminder to all of us who live that on a regular basis to be sure that you've got the go bag. And that was where I wanted to go with that. Many people that didn't have
anything. When we went up to the tented area over New Year's Eve, there's a go bag in my back seat. It's got blankets, food, ways, starting fires, all these kind of things.
Those things don't happen in Virginia, and there were so many people out there that didn't have anything that they needed. Didn't have a full tank of gas,
What did you do with an electric car?
I wondered about that. That question's been asked repeatedly. I don't know whether it's actually been answered.
Well, if I had an electric car, I'd have those little generators in my trunk. And, I could just recharge it if I got stuck someplace.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trish, thanks a lot.
I love Thursday mornings.